until things cool down. The Halloween season is upon us once again, but with Americans spending an estimated $54 billion this season, many lament that we seem to have lost touch with the true meaning of the holiday. Are they right?
Absolutely. Americans have completely forgotten what Halloween is really about: appeasing evil spirits to ward off sickness and ensure a bountiful harvest.
You know, last Halloween, I asked my nephew, do you know why you wear a costume? And he said, to have fun and get candy.
That is so sad.
He didn't even know that it was to protect his virgin spirit from the wretched dead that roam the earth one night a year to steal souls.
Hey,
I want to get right to your email. Pat, this first one is from Hope, who says, my sister wants to throw a Halloween party for the children in our family, but I'm a Christian woman and want to continue to instill these values in my children and grandchild, so I don't let them participate in trick-or-treating or costumes. My family feels like I'm stopping my kids' fun. Will it be wrong to let them go to the party and buy them costumes and just don't let them trick-or-treat? Please help, because I don't want to see them upset.
All right, Halloween is a festival for demonic spirits. The whole idea of trick-or-treating, the Druids would go to somebody's house and ask for money, and if they didn't get money, they'd kill one of their sheep.
I hate to say it, but times have changed, and for some people, the emphasis is not on frightening away the demons.
I'm sorry, Duncan, but frightening away demons is a reason for the season.
Listen, I'm not saying that I'm not afraid of ghouls. I'm terrified of them. I'm saying that there is more than one way to celebrate.
And now here's something. A recent poll of American fifth graders found that 63% could identify the cartoon character Jack Skellington, while only 14% could identify Algol, the ghoul that dwells in burial grounds.
Oh, that is appalling. Kids being more familiar with a fictional cartoon than a real ghoul.
But when I was a child, our whole family would go down to the public square. We'd get around that ceremonial mound, and we would go sunwise and anti-sunwise. It was a family thing to do.
That was the trick, you know. So I mean, it was serious stuff, and it was also all this business about goblins and jack-o'-lanterns and all that. All comes out of demonic rituals of the Druids and the people who lived in England at that particular time. I think churches can have Halloween parties. You can bob for apples and do stuff like that, and turn it into a Christian festival. And that's what we ought to do. We need to redeem these days. But that day was given over to satanic thing.
Especially.
So Shoni Loi Hop to Na Tilagi Darkin Hop to Na.
And then everyone would throw the bones of their slaughtered livestock into the communal bonfire.
Nowadays, most people just go to a butcher, they buy a bag of the pre-cut
bones.
Or
they pull the artificial bones out of the closet and dust them off.
And that's because for some families, the plastic bones are a time saver.
Come on, the bones, the whole reason behind it is the time spent butchering with the family.
Absolutely.
In the town that I live in, we don't even erect an altar anymore. We can torture animals as a warning to the spectral realm.
No, why? But why?
Because someone complained
tonight,
about the house.
Something yes, truly extraordinary.
being boiled alive while chained rattling in a dungeon was crazy spooky. It was everywhere this year. Haunted houses, Halloween stores, nighttime hayrides. Anywhere you look, people were getting the willies from this album.
But a lot of people thought Grammy darling Dr. Spookenstein was a shoo-in to win for his album, Laboratory of Madness.
And that was a great album. Critics.
Is drowning in a winter wonderland of young flesh. And you know he has been looking forward to this for months. He spends money on fancy decorations to entice your unknowing children into his wraith lair. But let me ask you one question, parents. What would you do if a man came over to your house on any other day with a greasy bucket of fun-sized Snickers and he says, hey, I'll give your son one of these if he dresses up like a little cowboy? You would blow his privates off with a shotgun. So why do you let your kids go over to that same creep's house just because the calendar says October 31st? So what should you do? Now, when a kid rings your doorbell, you invite him in, and then you keep them there safely until morning. Now, I know what you're going to say. Hey, kids don't want to spend the night in my basement. There's candy out there to collect. But that's why I carefully open up the snack-sized candy bars. I give them a dusting of sedative, and then the kids go out like a light, and they don't wake up until the danger's over.
Master of Madness raised a lot of hairs this year with the scariest Halloween sounds full.
But at the end of the day, Lord Shrek
wouldn't be denied. Of course, the class act, Spookenstein, offered a gracious congratulations to Chillingsworth, saying, I'm a fan of everybody who was nominated, especially Chillingsworth. I have a skeleton ton of respect for him as an artist. I just saw him on the dead carpet and congratulated him. That's got to mean a lot for Chillingsworth.
For sure. To hear that after winning Grammys for both Spookiest Halloween Album and Creepiest New Spookster, amazing. And to top it off, his surprise performance really brought the house down.
He certainly scared the pants off of everyone.
At that particular time, I think churches can have Halloween parties. You can bob for apples and do stuff like that and turn it into a Christian festival. And that's what we ought to do. We need to redeem these days. But that day was given over to satanic thing.
The party and buy them costumes and just...
The whole idea of trick-or-treating, the druids would go to somebody's house and ask for money, and if they didn't get money, they'd kill one of their sheep. I mean... stuff, and it was also all this business about goblins and jack-o'-lanterns and all that all comes out of demonic rituals of the druids and the people who lived in England at that particular time.
Why?
Yes, but the howling is the whole point. How are you going to scare the demons away?
Well, some people get enough out of a 30-minute forest ritual as they do in a four-hour one.
Donning animal skins and dancing around a fire pit is the most important event of the whole holiday.
Not for everyone.
It's a total waste of time.
Not everyone literally believes that phantoms will come to replace their
fields with frogs
and put a blight upon their house.
I do not want a spade of stillborn birth.
Cry on. Think about our whales.
The leaf banshee instead of Al Ghul, then that's their choice.
You'll be whisked away to the dark house.
I don't know what I'm saying. Al Ghul, please.
Everybody, get out of your ambulance.
Children and hand delivering them to the predators among us.
We'll be right back.
semi the mornings on the daily.
Go to somebody's house and ask for money, and if they didn't get money, they'd kill one of their sheep. I mean, that was the trick, So I mean, it was serious stuff.
Trying to get Bibles to people all over the world, and what we need is the help of everyone out there so that we can continue these projects. Now, listen to this, Susan. One of our missionaries in North Africa has made an amazing discovery, a new planet in the galaxy Alpha Ceti 6 that has intelligent life on it.
Amazing.
Now, we're not sure what these hyper-intelligent beings look like, but one thing is for sure, they've never heard of Jesus Christ.
What can we do at the 600 Club to help those poor aliens?
Well, what we need, Susan, is we need money to build an interstellar cruiser. Now, this spaceship will be able to travel through a wormhole and deliver the message and glory of Jesus Christ to those godless aliens. Send your money now. Amen.
The bones of their slaughtered livestock into the communal bonfire.
Please. Nowadays, most people just go to a butcher, they buy a bag of the pre-cut
or
bones.
Or they pull the artificial bones out of the closet.
And that's because for some families, the plastic bones are a time saver.
The Druids go to somebody's house and ask for money, and if they didn't get money, they'd kill one of their sheep. I mean, that was the trick. It was serious stuff. And it was also all this business about goblins and jack-o'-lanterns and all that all comes out of demonic rituals of the druids and the people who
And then everyone would throw the bones of the slaughtered livestock into the communal bonfire.
Choosing the right Halloween costume is crucial for avoiding humiliation during your family's trick-or-treat outings.
Nowadays, most people just go to a butcher, they buy a bag of the pre-cut bones.
Or they pull the artificial bones out of the closet.
And that's because for some families, the plastic bones are a time saver.
Come on, the bones, the whole reason behind it is the time spent butchering with the family.
I think churches can have Halloween parties, you can bob for apples and do stuff like that and turn it into a Christian festival, and that's what we ought to do. We need to redeem these days. But that day was given over to satanic thing.
Send me
suddenly your neighborhood pervert is drowning in a winter wonderland of young flesh. And you know he has been looking forward to this for months. He spends money on fancy decorations to entice your unknowing children into his rape lair.
Christianity as a mask to disguise itself as a good day.
Our next guest is here to help us tackle this difficult problem head on. Jim?
Thanks, Trace. This is Anna Stevenson, author of Actually, He's a Boy, a how-to manual for parenting an effeminate male child. Good to see you this morning, Anna.
Thanks for having me,
I'm Jen. Actually very excited to talk to you today because when my nephew, Derek, turned 8, he started acting giggly all the time. My brother is beside himself. He's afraid to let him out of the house, let alone have a night when everybody's dressing up. Come on out.
The world of science fiction is a great place to look for fearsome, violent characters.
Right. So you're a scary robot, huh?
This is also a good costume for what I call a prancer.
A prancer.
A son who skips delicately instead of just walking. Ben, take a few steps.
Well, look at that. Problem solved.
I want to be a big feature, but she would have
Look at this feature.
Oh, now that's a good option.
Yeah, yeah.
On any other day, with a greasy bucket of fun-sized Snickers, and he says, hey, I'll give your son one of these if he dresses up like a little cowboy. You invite him in, and then you keep them there safely until morning. Now, I know what you're going to say. Hey, kids don't want to spend the night in my basement. There's candy out there to collect. That's why I carefully open up the snack-sized candy bars. I give them a dusting of sedative, and then the kids go out like a light, and they don't wake up until the danger's over. Now, part of my campaign this year, I've been running this little commercial after school and on Saturday mornings. Jeff, can you run this? Hi, kids. This is Shelby Cross. It's Halloween, and that means candy, costumes, and games. But it shouldn't mean getting fingered by a lecherous neighborhood pervert. Be safe, and never trick-or-treat door-to-door.
Today Now's medical expert, Dr. Kareem Mazari, here to give us some tips on how to convince a stubborn little guy to take off his Spider-Man costume and start wearing normal clothes so people don't think he's a weirdo. And also joining us is my son Spencer, still dressed as Spider-Man. Spencer.
Hi, Mom.
So, Dr. Mazari, how can a mother convince her child to take off a costume, especially if she's already tried yelling, telling him that superheroes aren't real, that there's no such thing as heroism in real life?
Right, right. It can be especially hard for children with vivid imagination.
What are some of the activities done in honor of Halloween? Trick-or-treating, also known as guising, attending costume parties, carving jack-o'-lanterns, lighting bonfires, apple bobbing, visiting haunted attractions, playing pranks, telling scary stories, and watching horror films, as well as the religious observances of praying and attending vigils or church services. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils.
Yes, but the howling is the whole point. How are you going to scare the demons away?
Well, some people get enough out of a 30-minute forest ritual as they do in a four-hour one.
Donning animal skins and dancing around a fire pit is the most important event of the whole holiday.
Not for everyone.
It's a total waste of time.
Not everyone literally believes that phantoms will come and replace them.
Oh,
and would apply upon their house.
I'm
going
to anger the spirit.
I do not want to spare the stillborn girl.
Be quiet. Think about our whales.
The leaf fancy instead of Al Gore, then that's their choice.
You wish you waited in the dark house.
I don't know him. Al Gore, please.
Everybody, get out of your ambulance.
To inhabit the life of a character that they really identify with. Now, I'm sure Spider-Man is your favorite superhero.
Yeah, because he can shoot webs like zig, pig, pow.
Spencer, sit down right now.
Pow, pow.
Do you want me to yell at you in front of the entire group, Spencer?
I find the best thing to do is to try and have a dialogue with your child. Now, Spencer, why won't you take your costume off?
Because then people will know my true identity.
You're not even wearing the mask. People already know who you are.
Well, bargaining can work. Explain
bargaining?
To your child.
Bargaining? Is it not enough that I say take off the goddamn Spider-Man costume? Now I've got to bargain with my own child? Jesus Christ!
You know,
Spencer, sit down.
Woo.
Spencer Heathcliff, you
here
sit
I
down
come.
Right this instant. Sit down. Do you want to be put in the silence trunk again? You don't like the silence trunk, do you?
Are they right?
Absolutely. Americans have completely forgotten what Halloween is really about. Appeasing evil spirits to ward off sickness and ensure a bountiful harvest.
You know, last Halloween I asked my nephew, do you know why you wear a costume? And he said, to have fun and get candy.
That is so sad.
He didn't even know that it was to protect his virgin spirit from the wretched dead that roam the earth one night a year to steal souls.
Hey,
frightening away the demons.
I'm sorry, Duncan, but frightening away demons is a reason for the season.
Listen, I'm not saying that I'm not afraid of ghouls. I'm terrified of them. I'm saying that there is more than one way to celebrate.
And now here's something. A recent poll of American fifth graders found that 63% could identify the cartoon character Jack Skellington, while only 14% could identify Algol, the ghoul that dwells in burial grounds.
Oh, that is appalling. Kids being more familiar with a fictional cartoon than a real ghoul.
But ceremonial mount, and we would go sunwise and anti-sunwise. It was a family thing to do.
Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. The Bible made it very clear in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, that we must choose which God we shall serve. You can.
name Sam Hayen or something like that. No. This is properly pronounced in the ancient Gaelic as Samhain. Samhain, according to occult tradition, was the Lord of the Dead. Now, around 900 BC, a very fierce nomadic people came into the areas of what used to be known as Gaul, Saxony, Brittany. We know it now as the British Isle, and of course it eventually went to Scotland, Ireland, and the rest of the surrounding areas. These people were known as the Celts.
Butcher, they buy a bag of the pre-cut
or
bones.
Or they pull the artificial bones out of the closet and dust them.
And that's because for some families, the plastic bones are a time saver.
plays a festival for demonic spirits. The whole idea of trick-or-treating the druids would go to somebody's house and ask for money, and if they didn't get money, they'd kill one of their sheep. I mean, that was the trick, you know. So, I mean, it was serious stuff. And it was also all this business about goblins and jack-o'-lanterns and all that all comes out of demonic rituals of the druids and the people who lived in England at that particular time.
Masters.
Butchering is the family.
Absolutely.
In the town that I live in, we don't even erect an altar anymore. We can torture animals as a warning to the spectral realm.
No.
Taking this action as a precautionary step to safeguard U.S. government personnel and facilities and the visitors to those facilities. The reasons for this action are self-evident. The continued public calls by terrorist organizations for attacks on the homeland and elsewhere.
so fierce and so barbaric that twice they held off the famous Roman legion and extracted every fifth in this example they would meet at Stonehenge. They had a giant cauldron black pot that they would fill with what you would best understand as an apple cider-like substance. They would light the pot, and then all the Druid priests would go out throughout the countryside. They would go to various mansions, to castles, to people of nobility such as the earls, marquises, dukes, what have you. They would walk up to the front door of these places, and you want to know what they would yell out? Trick or treat, exactly.
Sure, although, yes, of course, for that exact reason, although I think that the consensus is that the shooter was suffering from serious mental illness, although he did leave a tape saying that he was doing it in protest of Canadian foreign policy as well. But I think that a lot of times mental illness plays the predominant role in a lot of these cases, and that too would negate it.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, this is Furious George, the Furious One, signing in here and just checking in, making sure everybody's okay. Nobody's too scared out there. It's kind of spooky times. So watch out for the demons and goblins and ghouls coming out right about now. Coming up. And we are spotlighting all the terrible scariness out there. So if you like what you're hearing, keep doing what you're doing. We do this at furiousg.blogspot.com for all of our old stuff. We also have some fun stuff in the on the internets at wcomfm.org, where you can learn about our station here, WCOMLPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Bam! I'm Furious, doing this since we started this station about 10 years ago. In fact, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary coming up here. So next Thursday, just want to let everybody know, come on out and we'll get some drinks on over at Hickory Tavern. And you can help support the station because a lot of the money is actually going to go to the station. So what a better way to celebrate awesome creative craziness on the radio than to come out to the studio and the place right across the street that's supporting the studio. I'm Furious. I do it every Thursday. Thanks for listening. We're going to keep going into the darkness. But as they say, it's always darkest before it's midnight.
What's your problem, Sonny? What's your problem, Sonny?
I'm furious.
see them upset.
Halloween is a festival for demonic spirits.
People hate one and love the other. In Halloween, young men and women, old men and women, and the children, who are the youth of our generation, go on ahead dressing up as witches, zombies, sorcerers, wizards, werewolves, and demons of such sort.
Yes, but the howling is the whole point.
How are you going to
scare the demons away?
Well, some people get enough out of a 30-minute forest ritual as they do in a four-hour one.
Donning animal skins and dancing around a fire pit is the most important event of the whole holiday.
Not for everyone,
it's a total waste of
not everyone literally believes that phantoms will come and replace their fields with frogs.
See, trick-or-treat is a two-pot expression that literally sent waves and waves and waves of panic throughout the people who ever heard. Druids, he would take one of his own servants or one of his own household members, someone of his own family, and pass them over to the Druids to be used as a human sacrifice offering that night. The Druids would leave you a treat for your cooperation. They would take a pumpkin that was previously hollowed out and filled with human fat. They would leave it on the front doorstep and light it. This served as a ward of protection from all the demonic forces that would be unleashed that night. Now this is where you get into the trick.
So if your rent have plenty of back, cause I attack.
If you did not cooperate with the Druids, they would take blood from a dead body that they had actually been dragging around and paint the six-pointed star with a circle around it.
No, don't!
This is known as a hexagram from the Latin hexer for six. This is dated back to Stonehenge.
Hey, 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 hey